Ники Василев, добър ден.
Добър ден.
Всъщност Ники ще превежда. Тук е Алекс Уебстър, басистът и основател на Cannibal Corpse. Hey Alex, how are you?
Good man, how are you guys?
It's good to have you with us today. So, perfect weather today.
Yes, it is.
Another perfect day for another Cannibal Corpse concert, but actually the first one in Bulgaria.
Yeah, it is the first.
И така, тук бяха разменени сърдечни поздрави между Васил и Алекс, който е възхитен от времето в София. Оцели се хубаво време, перфектно за първия концерт на групата в България.
Well, you're on tour now, so how has it been so far?
Everything's been really good. This is actually still pretty much the beginning of the tour. We're on the 11th show tonight, I think, and we have another 17 to go after tonight. So we're not even halfway finished yet. And so far it's been great. We've gone through France, Portugal, Spain, Italy and Greece, and now we're here. And it's all been really good so far, so we're in a groove and we feel like, you know, the shows are going very smoothly and everything, so you'll see a really good tight performance tonight.
Yeah.
Въпросът беше как върви турнето ви до сега. Алекс отговори, че все още са сравнително в началото на турнето, в първата половина. Минали са 11 шоута, остават още 17, свирали са в Португалия, Испания, Италия и Гърция и вярват, че всичко ще мине окей и до вечер.
Окей, колко добре превеждаш, Ник? Каква неповторима атмосфера? Well, isn't this insane?
Yeah, man. I mean, we never thought we'd finally get here, and we're finally here, so we are so happy.
Алекс каза, че никога не са вярвали, че ще успеят да дойдат в България и сега, когато това най-сетне е станало, съм много щастлив.
Well, I'm sure that there are lots of people that have been waiting for you for many years now, because Cannibal Corpse used to be and still is the epitome of one of the most brutal bands on earth. But the question here is not are you getting enough fan mail from Bulgaria, because you answered to this on the telephone something like a month ago. But the question is, are all the metalheads around the world looking the same, similar? Most of them wear Cannibal Corpse t-shirts, but visually speaking, besides the t-shirts, are they the same?
Really, pretty much. There's little differences. Like, in Europe, you find more people wearing coats with patches, like of the band names. In America, you don't see that as much. There's a few people that do it there, and they used to do it more when I was young. When I was a teenager, I had a vest with patches and things. They still do that a lot over here, especially in Germany and that. Bulgaria, since it's our first time here, I haven't really seen what the fans are doing at the concert and what they're wearing. But it seems like metal is pretty universal, and there's sort of a uniform that we all have throughout the world.
Въпросът беше сега, когато вече си в България и са успели да видят поне една малка част от местните фенове, какво мисли Алекс, навсякъде ли са метал феновете едни и същи по света или се различават по нещо? Той каза, че може би в Европа феновете са малко по-колоритни от тези в Щатите, тук все още се носят якета с нашивки и значки, докато в Щатите това е било тенденция по-скоро по времето, когато той е бил млад. Българските фенове все още не е успял да ги огледа като хората, но и това ще стане.
Защото от залата в радиото и след това обратното. Well, you mentioned that you used to well, when you were a teenager yourself, you used to have the patches and think. Obviously, you couldn't wear patches of Cannibal Corpse yourself so far. Not yet. But what bands were on you?
I had Metallica on the back and Accept. I think I had a Slayer one. I haven't seen my vest. Yeah, I had a Slayer one. It was just the logo. And a Creator Pleasure to Kill patch. I'm pretty sure those are the patches I had. And I had some pins.
Okay.
And then if I couldn't find a patch for the band, I'd write the name. Like I had Morbid Angel. I couldn't find one of their patches back then, so I wrote Morbid Angel with magic marker on there. And, you know, I think it's kind of typical. You know, that's normal to do that sort of thing, you know, because you want to support the bands that you like and that kind of thing. And yeah, I had eventually I took a possessed shirt and just cut out part of the shirt and made that into a patch because I couldn't find a possessed patch.
Okay.
So yeah, it's, you know, everybody's vest is going to be a little bit different because everybody's making their own, you know.
Очевидно, когато той е бил млад, не е имал как да носи нашивки на Cannibal Corpse. И въпросът беше...
Нямаше такава група.
Да. И въпросът беше какви групи е слушал той тогава. И той обясни, че е имал гръб на Металика, отделно е имал нашивки на Slayer и на Creator с Pleasure to Kill, ако не се лъжа. Ако не е успявал да си намери дадена нашивка или гръб на някоя определена група, просто си ги е написал върху якето. Веднъж дори е хванал една от фанелките си на Пазест, изрязал е надписа от нея и го е зашил за якето си вместо нашивка.
Концертът на Cannibal Corpse в София тази вечер, първият в София. Well, actually, you passed through the most dramatic change in your lineup with Chris leaving the band, or you kick him out. You'll tell us the story, and which George Fisher joining you, and the first album that you got with this guy was Vile, right?
Yes.
So you said on the telly, doing the interview on the telephone, that this is probably one of the cover artworks that it's not that impressive, because you said simply a guy sitting with a barbed wire. But he has a dick. So which track you want me to play right now?
Let me think. Well, you already were playing a little bit of Devoured by Vermin, I think. So maybe Perverse Suffering, number 3.
Okay. Ник, ще преведеш ли това?
Стана дума за това, че най-големият катаклизъм в състава на групата е бил в средата на 90-те, когато Крис Барнс си е тръгнал или е бил изритан. Това ще разберем след малко. И на негово място е дошъл Джордж Фишер. Първи албум записан с него е Vile от 96-та година и въпросът беше кое парче Алекс би искал да пуснем от него. Той каза трето парче.
Да, защото слушахме част и от първото. Преди това всъщност да напомним, че в интервюто по телефона с Алекс уже се сверо в самото начало на тази година, когато го попитахме коя от обложките на вашите иначе скандални албуми най-малко те впечатлява, той каза може би на Vile, защото просто там си седи един човек, обвързан с бодливател, но не просто си седи, защото той е гнил, обаче има и един хуй. Ето го парчето. Това е третото парче, което излезе преди цели 11 години. Ники Василев е тук, както знаете. Той също е човекът, който спокойно може да се подпише под radiotangra.com. Ние предстои да направим чудесни неща с този уебсайт, нали? Нека представим отново нашия гост. Това е Алекс Уебстър. Well, it was a big blow for you, I believe, to change Chris Barnes back in 1996. Or it was you who made the decision.
Yeah, it was our choice to ask Chris to leave the band. And we knew it would be difficult because replacing a singer is always one of the most difficult things that you can do. But we knew if we got a really excellent replacement that it would not be a problem. And we felt that in choosing a replacement, we had to get someone that we felt was better for the job. And we felt that for what the four of us wanted as a singer, George Fisher was better for the job than Chris. Of course, we made good albums with Chris and everything, but we're much happier with the work we've done since George has joined the band.
Така, значи въпросът беше в крайна сметка какво стана на времето с Крис Барнс. Той ли поиска да си тръгне или вие го помолихте да напусне? Алекс каза, по-скоро ние го помолихме да напусне. Вокалиста в групата е нещо изключително важно и ние останалите четирима бяхме на мнение единодушно, че Джордж Фишер е по-добрия избор, отколкото Крис. Разбира се, с Крис сме записали няколко невероятни албума, но въпреки това с Джордж се чувстваме по-добре.
Well, what you said is completely right. It sounds great, but I believe that the biggest problem was like to any band when you change such a symbolic and fronting the band personality.
Yeah.
Then and that personality keeps doing music on his own way. Then there are fans that will go to follow him and some other that follows you. I mean, it's like the fans split into two. It's like still guys that follow the real Sepultura, not the real, but Sepultura with Derek Green. And then people that say, now I'm much more into Soulfly. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is natural. So what? But do you give a fuck?
not really. I mean, because we're just interested in improving the quality of the music we're making. And we knew, even if we lost fans, that the music was going to be more brutal, faster, you know, we could do things that we couldn't do before once George joined the band. George can sing a lot more rapidly, you know, it was just more what we wanted, and we figured, you know, sometimes you just have to do what's going to be best for the band's music and not be concerned with the repercussions that might happen with the business side of things. I mean, I think now that we've done, you know, 6 studio albums with George, people, you know, they see that we're quite capable of continuing with a different singer. It was not a problem.
Вероятно, Алекс и останалите от групата са били наясно, че когато са помолили емблематична личност като Крис Барнс да напусне групата и той съответно е направил новата си група, Six Feet Under, една част от феновете на Cannibal Corpse на тези години са се оттеглили от тях и са предпочели новата група на Крис Барнс. Нещо подобно се случи и с Sepultura, когато Макс Кавалера продължи с Soulfly. Въпросът към Алекс беше: пука ли ти? Отговора беше: наясно сме, че сме загубили част от феновете си, но в крайна сметка целта на групата да върви напред. Джордж, освен това, си има доста преимущества пред Крис, може да пее по-бързо и така нататък. И сега, след като вече сме направили 6 албума с него, мислим, че изборът е определено бил добър.
Is this killing your back?
Oh, no, no. Actually, what's killing my back is some headbanging for the past 15-20 years. That's what's killing my back.
Въпросът беше...
Да, изключили сивария климатик, защото може да ти се вдърви врата. Той каза: не, всъщност врата ме боли от headbanging. Говорим си тук с Алекс Уебстър и Ники Василев превежда. Do you have kids, mate?
I don't have any kids. I'm married. I have a wife. You know, we have a couple of dogs, but we don't want to have any children. George has 2 daughters with his wife, and Paul has 1 daughter with his wife. The other guys aren't married.
Okay.
Въпросът беше дали е женен. Алекс каза,
има деца, по-точно.
Дали има деца, да. Пардон. Да, той каза, че няма деца, но е женен. Има няколко кучета. Джордж е женен с 2 деца и Пол има 1 дъщеря.
You probably know that the experience of Paul and George other kids' parents prevent them to play with their kids because they're in a band like Cannibal Corpse.
It hasn't been. I mean, they're both so young. Their kids are just babies right now.
Uh-huh, okay.
So they haven't had anything like that. But I kind of doubt it because I think, first of all, the parents aren't going to know. They're just going to see, oh, these are nice people. They have kids. They're here at nursery school or whatever, and I can't foresee that being a problem for those guys. You never know. I mean, there could be some radical Christian family that wouldn't want their children playing with the children of a person in an extreme band.
Yeah.
It is possible.
It is.
But I think most people are open-minded enough that they're not going to even pay attention to that sort of thing.
Okay.
Въпрос беше дали родителите на разни дечица са забранявали на отрочетата си да си играят с децата на Пол и Джордж. Алекс отговори, че не е имал такъв проблем, най-малкото защото това са млади хора, децата им са още бебета и никой не знае за това, но по принцип подобен проблем биха направили само разни фанатизирани християнски семейства.
Да.
Никой друг.
Okay, so now I'm gonna play a live track of Cannibal Corpse, which is from the live Cannibalism, a great live CD, and I'm gonna play my favorite one called Fucked with a Knife, which I believe was wrote by you.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Me and Chris did the lyrics and I did the music.
Okay, here it is. Ето това е парчето. Fucked with a Knife. Преведи го ти.
Цензур.
Да.
Нашиван с нож.
Да, точно така. Парчето е написано от него и от Крис. Това от Live Cannibalism. Question cliche. Alex, what do you prefer? Play live or be in the studio?
Well, they both are good for different reasons. I mean, in the studio you have time to make sure everything's just perfect. You know, you go back and do reperform everything until it's just right, so that eventually the studio album is the perfect representation of your songs. Live, of course, it's not always going to be perfect because you're head banging and you're going crazy and there's a lot of energy, but there is that more energy, you know, like it's definitely more exciting to play live. For sure, but I like both of them maybe equally.
Кое предпочита, да записва в студиото или да свири на живо? Алекс каза, че и двете неща си имат преимуществата. когато си в студиото, можеш да изпипаш абсолютно всичко до най-малкия детайл и фактически студийният запис показва по най-добрия начин това, което си. Докато свирането на живо може не винаги да е перфектно, но за сметка на това там има хедбенинг, енергия и въобще доста по-диво се получава, отколкото записите в студиото, така че двете неща са окей.
There is a tendency which is quite well spread around the world. Lots of people consider extreme bands or let's say they do not pay credits to the fact that extreme bands sometimes are some brilliant musicians. I'm talking about, let's say, Napalm Death and you guys. You are an immense bass player.
Wow. Doing the best I can.
No, okay, so I'm not telling you this trying to be gentle. And it's you prove this for so many albums, but the how many times per week or per day you practice? Because being a musician, it needs a hell lot of practice.
Sure. I think, well, after a point, you know, everybody, especially when they start out, you'll go through a couple of years where you're playing all the time. Like maybe for me, it was, I always played a little bit with the band and everything. We practiced a couple hours a day. But then sometime after Butchered at Birth, I just started playing all the time. Like maybe, you know, like 6 to 8 hours a day for a year or so. Unless I was busy that day and couldn't do it. But on the days when I had the time, I would practice a lot. Sit up all night, you know, just practicing. After you've done that for a while, you don't always need to do that. I think if somebody was really going to spend 20 years playing 6 to 8 hours a day, they would eventually hate their instrument. I mean, you have to have some balance in life where you're going out and doing something else like riding a bike or whatever your other hobby might be. But for us to play the way we do on stage, we still always practice 4 or 5 days a week, 3 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Много хора не си дават сметка, че голяма част от музикантите, които свират в екстремни банди, всъщност са брилянтни инструменталисти. Как стои въпрос с упражненията и репетициите при Алекс и при Cannibal Corpse? Той каза, че в различни етапи от историята на групата било различно. В началото са свирали всеки ден заедно, след което някъде около втория албум имало един период около една година, когато свирил всеки ден между 6 и 8 часа. Но в един момент това е намаляло и сега преди концерти и записи се събират всеки ден, свират заедно по около 3 часа и толкова.
We know that music is not a sport. I mean, it's stupid to talk about competition in music.
Sure.
Which band is the better, best, yeah. And blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, you guys, you grew up, you were born and grew up in a very competitive society like the American one.
Sure.
So was there a part of the motivation to not to play music, but to be what you are now? Something like, we're gonna be the most fucking brutal band on earth.
Yeah, I think, like you said, I definitely agree 100% that music is not a sport. It's an art form, not a sport. But there are athletic things about music, especially when you're playing extreme music, like that make
your back is the proof.
Yeah, sure. And then same thing like with the drummers, you know, when you watch the really fast death metal and grindcore drummers, it's very impressive from an athletic standpoint, not just musically. So for our kind of music, there is a little bit of athleticism mixed in with the art. And of course with that kind of thing, you comes a little bit of healthy and friendly competition. All the bands want to be heavier than every other band, and I think in a way it's okay, because if every band wants to be heavier than every other band, then it keeps the music moving forward, and that's good. It keeps the scene healthy and growing.
Както знаем, музиката не е спорт, но въпреки това доста често се наблюдава явлението аз съм по-добър от тебе, искам да съм по-добър от тебе, съревнования между групите и така нататък. Как стои въпроса при тях? Алекс каза, че категорично съгласен с твърдението, че музиката не е спорт, тя е изкуство. Но въпреки това, специално в техния стил има някаква известна доза атлетичност, както той се изрази. Особено при барабанистите, кой свири по-бързо, по-бавно, кой е по-добър. При него също. Ето доказателството е това, че го боли гърба и врата от нощния хедбенгинг. Но това е. Като цяло в екстремната музика може да се допусне известна доза сравнение, съревнование с другите групи.
You mentioned the drummer, and it's fucking amazing that basically you obviously found the perfect drummer been the two surviving members from your first original lineup.
Sure.
Is he a good guy?
Yeah, Paul's a really good guy. You know, we've been friends for a long time, you know, since we got the band together and everything. And, you know, Paul works hard. He's very responsible. He's always at practice, you know, always working hard. So it's been really good. I really enjoy the kind of beats he plays, you know, and that kind of thing. Like, he's a very good drummer to play with. So, yeah, I mean, I'm still happy to jam with him after all these years.
Okay.
Като спомена барабанисти, що за човек е Пол, другия оцелял член от оригиналния състав на Cannibal Corpse, освен Алекс? И той каза, че е много приятен човек, работи много здраво и много се кефи на битовете и въобще на начина, по който свири.
Is he your best friend in the band?
You know, I think we're all pretty much equally friends, I'd say. I mean, we're bandmates, and it's a friendship, but it's also a different kind of friendship where it's professional and friends, yeah. You know, like, and when we're home, we hang out with some different friends.
Mm-hmm.
We do sometimes hang out together, you know, like maybe the band will all go get dinner together with some other friends or something like that. But an awful lot of the time when we're home, we're hanging out with different friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, but because we see each other almost every day anyway when we're doing band practice. So we're very close like a family, but we also all have separate friends.
Yeah.
Въпросът беше, Пол е най-добрия му приятел. Алекс каза, не бих казал, всички групата сме приятели по-равно. Но това в крайна сметка само когато сме заедно с групата на турне или по време на записите, иначе когато всеки си е вкъщи, си има личен живот, излизаме си с други приятели, да, понякога излизаме и цялата група, но в повечето случаи всеки си има личен живот.
You say when you go to have dinner or something, are there any vegetarians in your band?
Just Paul, our drummer. Actually, he became a vegetarian maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I think.
Being in a band called Cannibal Corpse and being vegetarian, isn't that weird?
Yeah, it seems a little weird, I guess. I think it was the same thing for Carcass, because I think actually all those guys might have been vegetarians. Of course, they had a lot of graphic, gory lyrics where there's a lot of slicing and dicing going on or whatever. But, I think it's not really contradictory, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think everybody knows we're presenting lyrics that don't have anything to do with our personal lives.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same way like a guy who's making a grotesque horror movie isn't going to be saying, oh, this is what I want you to do, or this is how I live my life. It's just something for entertainment.
Yeah.
Въпросът беше, има ли вегетарианци в групата? Алекс каза, че само Пол е вегетарианец от 3-4 години. Да, е доста идиотско това група, която се казва Cannibal Corpse, да има вегетарианци. Но Алекс каза, в крайна сметка положението при Carcass беше същото и те бяха вегетарианци, но в крайна сметка това, за което пеем, няма нищо общо с нашия живот. Ние пеем измислени теми, така че двете неща не си противоречат.
Two more questions to go, because you have some job to do tonight, mate.
I think so, yeah.
You mentioned that it's not necessarily that you eat corpses.
No.
This should be obvious for everyone, but what would you say about stupid people? That it's quite common in the States in the whole history, especially in the end of the 20th century and 21st, when people go into a bloody mall or supermarket, kill people with machine guns and then kill themselves. And why the hell you think that this happens exclusively in the United States, not that much in Europe?
You know, I have no idea, and God, you know, probably some people who are much more intelligent than me could talk about this for hours on news and still not know the answer.
Okay.
You know, because...
And you're saving time.
I have no idea why people would do something like that, but perhaps it happens a little bit more often in America because there's easier access to firearms.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why, but who knows? You know, I just don't know why. It's something we don't understand.
Okay.
Като стана дума за трупове, ядене и подобни неща, всички сме свидетели, че предимно в щатите стават случки от типа на това, някой идиот отива в магазин или в училище и стрепва доста народ, след което се гръмва. Защо според Алекс това се случва основно в щатите? Той каза, има хора, които са в състояние с часове да говорят по тази тема, пак да не да смислен отговор, аз ще кажа просто, че не знам.
Well, the obvious final question should concern your latest record that came out almost exactly a year ago, kill. So, what's next for you? I thought you were going to release a live DVD these days, or what?
You know, we're not really sure what's going on with that. I think we'd like to do a live DVD, and probably what it'll be is a couple songs. Instead of being all one concert, like the Milwaukee concert for Live Cannibalism, just to make things easier and maybe have a little more variety, we're going to try and use maybe three songs from one city, three from another. Any place where someone's filming a professional DVD, like I believe tonight someone might be filming. So if some of the footage from tonight turns out good, it's possible we could use it for the next DVD we do.
Okay.
And we're going to film a couple more shows in America, I think, and maybe some other places. We're still doing a lot of touring this year. We're going to go to South America, Mexico. Going to try to get to Japan, but we have difficulties getting there. But yeah, we want to do a lot more touring until about the middle of October. Then we'll take a little break, and in November we'll start writing the next album.
Okay.
Последният въпрос е, след като издадоха последния си албум Kill преди точно една година, да очакваме ли скоро време нещо от тях? Алекс каза, че да, възнамеряват да запишат и издадат концертни DVD, но няма да е както Live Cannibalism, записан само от един концерт, а ще бъдат кадри от различни концерти, три концерта от тук, три песни от тук, три от там. Дори доколкото знае, тази вечер някой ще снима шоуто и ако кадрите са добри, ще бъдат включени също в DVD-то. Остават им още доста концерти до края на годината, включително и в Южна Америка, надяват се и в Япония, така че и там ще снимат. И в края на годината, октомври и ноември, влиза в студио, за да записва следващия го.
Great. So, Alex, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me here.
Wish you a great show tonight. And having in mind the fact that it's going to be mainly George saying, hey, Sophia, I'm going to fuck you with a knife. What we would like to say to the fans here?
Just sorry it took us so long to get here. I mean, it's incredible that we've got 10 albums out and it's our first show in Bulgaria. But hopefully we'll be coming back a lot more often now.
И накрая посланието на Алекс към всички български фанове на Cannibal Corpse беше извинение първо, че има от него толкова дълго време, докато дойдат тук. Но сега, след като вече един път са дошли, се надяват все по-често и по-често да се появят в България.
Kill.